and welcome to Ryan's Remarkable Book and Film Review Show. Today, we're diving into Portrait of a Lady on Fire, a 2019 French film directed by Céline Sciamma and three brilliant actresses whose names I won't dare try and pronounce for fear of offending any French listeners. We're going to be getting pretty heavily into the spoilers right away, so if you haven't seen it, I would recommend coming back a little bit later. The film tells a story of desire, forbidden love, tragedy, and the transcendent power of art. It's an astonishing piece of filmmaking in every aspect, utilizing a number of unique techniques that we'll get into shortly. And as of today, it is currently available for enjoyment on Hulu. So without any further ado, let's get into it. Director Céline Sciamma decided upon two key omissions early in production of Portrait of a Lady on Fire. First, that there would be few smiles from the all-female cast in what became the first 70 minutes of runtime. Second, that there would be no music, save two scenes where it crystallizes with the power and emotion of a thunderstorm.
But it's just that you know that you will have to find the musicality of the film elsewhere, so in the rhythm of the scenes, in the bodies and the movements of the actors.
The film follows Marianne, a French painter commissioned to secretly make a portrait of Héloïse, the daughter of an aristocrat who resides in a castle on the island where the film takes place. The painting must be created secretly because Héloïse refused to pose for the previous painter in protest of her upcoming arranged marriage. She is quite literally trapped, her anger an ever-present flame beneath a steely expression. Over the course of the film, desire between Marianne and Héloïse swells like the tumultuous ocean which they gaze upon while stealing longing glances at each other, until the swells coalesce into a grand wave of passionate hunger, a necessity for each other's touch. Portrait of a Lady on Fire portrays the yearning and desperate lust of an early relationship better than any film I've ever seen, all upon the tragic backdrop of the lover's knowledge that what they've captured cannot last. For Héloïse is betrothed to another, a Milanese aristocrat who she barely knows. The lack of music in Portrait of a Lady on Fire is jarring and requires magnificent performances from the actors who play Héloïse and Marianne to provide rhythm to the love that we experience through them. Sciamma pulls off her unconventional approach, which she describes as purposeful, to put the viewer in the same physical condition and frustration as the forbidden lovers. Sciamma meticulously establishes the two characters, draws out their building desire through furtive glances and suppressed smiles. Indeed, we don't even see them kiss until nearly 80 minutes into the film. That's not to say that there's no intimacy, but rather points to the mastery of the craft that Sciamma exhibits in showing such intimacy outside of traditional means. The tender framing, the lush sound design, the warm cinematography, the careful dialogue, all of it adds to the tension which grows so tight that by the time that they finally embrace and commit to their love, emotion pours out like a gushing river in which the viewer cannot help but be swept away. One night, Héloïse reads to Marianne and a servant girl named Sophie the story of Orpheus and Eurydice. She tells the Greek myth in which, following Eurydice's death, Orpheus makes a deal with Hades, god of the underworld, to rescue his beloved from the clutches of death. The only catch is that Orpheus must not look back as Eurydice follows him back into life. He breaks this promise when he doesn't hear Eurydice's footsteps and turns around in fear, breaking the spell and sentencing his wife to a second death. This iconic myth exhibits undeniable parallels to Eloise in Marianne's doomed love. Marianne, recognizing this, offers a unique perspective. She says, "Perhaps he makes a choice. He chooses the memory of her. That's why he turns. He doesn't make the lover's choice, but the poet's." She says this while staring directly at Eloise, representing the eventual tragedy of her choice to let go of their love and hold on to the memory. Perhaps Eurydice was the one that replied, "Turn around." Thus, the two women agree, before we even see the incredible bonfire scene that signifies their leap of faith into each other's love, that they will both make the poet's choice. They will part, Eloise will marry, and all that will remain of their love is its memory. It's a tragic end to their love story, one certainly all too common in the time when a love between women was scandalous, and a woman's duty was to marry whichever man her family chose for her. While the tragedy of the lovers never seeing one another is felt in the epilogue, the film doesn't dwell on it. Rather, it focuses on art as an act of preservation. Marianne's painting of Eloise will hang in her home for as long as she lives. They each will treasure the sketches of each other that Marianne made. And Marianne's later works of Orpheus in Eurydice, the painting, and Portrait of a Lady on Fire, the painting, will outlive their lives and their love. Antonio Vivaldi's The Four Seasons will outlive us all, and Portrait of a Lady on Fire, the film, will continue to inspire filmmakers, writers, lovers, and those who've experienced heartbreak. At the end of the film, we see Marianne exhibiting her painting of the Orpheus and Eurydice myth, of which a passing man, after assuming the painting was her father's, is struck by the moment she chose to show. Rather than showing Orpheus before he turns, or after, as Eurydice dies, Marianne painted the moment in between, where they are saying goodbye. Director Céline Sciamma researched for the film a history of women painters being systematically erased, all the way back to cave paintings of early humans, and especially around the time of the French Revolution. She grew melancholic reflecting on this injustice, saying, quote, "Art is about the transmission of our intimacies, and as women, we haven't been transmitted that at all," end quote. Portrait of a Lady on Fire is Sciamma's reclamation of these erased women. It is Sciamma's statement that art has the power to transcend boundaries of social conventions or familial duties or any other reason for the loss of love. It is a masterful modern retelling of a classic tragedy, which expertly plays with the power of film to draw the viewer into a love story that feels so visceral, so heartbreaking, and so unjust, that one cannot help but turn off the TV with a profoundly changed perspective of love itself. Thanks, Vivaldi, for playing me out. That'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just now it happened again. I couldn't really seem to say words today very well, speaking English, you know. So I hopefully that wasn't too noticeable. It's probably all the French names and shit. Anyways, I am excited to announce that I'll be turning these little essays, or whatever you want to call them, into video form on YouTube. I have no idea how to edit videos, so that's going to be a learning process for me. But, you know, I figured out audio, so how hard can it be? Knock on wood. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to do this movie or Spirited Away, so if you have any thoughts on that, let me know. Stay tuned for further details on YouTube and the podcast on my Instagram at Remarkable Books and Film. You can also check out the blog, which I will post all of the episodes in written form prior to their release. And that's remarkablebooksandfilm.com. And then finally, you can contact me at remarkablebooksandfilm@gmail.com. I feel like by the time I'm a few months into this podcast, I'm going to get so sick of saying Remarkable Books and Film. But, you know, it's too late, I think. Okay, I'm a little bit delirious, I think. Next episode's planned. I'm going to do The Iron Giant, which is exciting. I wrote the first draft of that blog post today, so stay tuned for that. And then Frankenstein will be the first book I review, which I just finished a few days ago. And I liked it. I thought it was very interesting, philosophical, and such things of that nature. But I need a little bit of time to gather my thoughts. But I have started writing it. It'll probably be longer than my movie reviews because it took me way longer to read it because it's written with so many words that I don't know. But anyways, moving on here in this outro, the theme music for Ryan's Remarkable Book and Film Review Show is Lacuna by Cloudcord featuring Sun Squabby. All episodes are written and produced by me, Ryan Hodes, and the music used in this episode was an unnamed song from Portrait of a Lady on Fire and The Four Seasons Summer by Antonio Vivaldi, which is playing right now. Both are used in the film, actually. They're the only two pieces of music, which I think I mentioned. So that'll do it for now. Thanks again. I'll see you next time, and peace out.